Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Showing the power of the new media. Police were just indiscriminately arresting innocent journalists because they didn't want them there in person 2 nights ago. We put the video out of our reporter having the gun aimed at him and then threatening another reporter, the cop, the Ferguson cop, to kill them for no reason. He's been suspended indefinitely. It just shows the us-against-them mentality that they have there because they've been told, go after the journalist. And that's the same thing that's happened on 9/11 Truth. You know, I came out for 9/11 Truth the first day because I could see them building up the police state and, oh, there's going to be a terror attack, and when it comes, we're going to take your liberties to keep you safe. Well, I knew if you take our liberties, we're not kept safe. I mean, let's say the official story's true, okay? Let's say Easter Bunny is real as well and Santa Claus. Are we safe for giving up our freedoms and having the NSA illegally spy on us and invading all these countries? And the answer is no. Al-Qaeda is more powerful than ever and being armed by our government. I mean, it's a fact they were given heat-seeking missiles. It's a fact they were given chemical weapons to attack Assad, and he was blamed. Al-Qaeda does the dirty work for the globalists that have hijacked our country. I mean, it's real simple. I get into the political realm, the geopolitical. Richard Gage, an architect, an engineer, gets into the science of it. How many thousands of architects and engineers, Richard, you as an architect, do you now have in the organization?
We have 2,200 architects and engineers putting their reputation online, demanding a real investigation. And the message that they have, is, as you suggested, not just about scientific evidence, which, as you mentioned, is overwhelming, but it's about take action, people. Do something. Come to New York if you can and get the brochures for the download them for free for the 9/11 Truth Good for America campaign, which is also the 9/11 Truth Good for the World campaign. We have brochures for international use. So I'm just hoping, Alex, that people will go to the website and look at the 2,200 architects and engineers and do what they're suggesting, which is talk to everybody you know. Get these brochures out. They are free on our website, ae911truth.org, free to download. More people can purchase them, too. But this is, there's signs, there's banners, there's T-shirts, there's hats, there's DVDs of the new DVD, Anatomy of a Great Deception, premiering all over the world, including Oakland and Detroit and Houston and Tempe. There's just no end of the things that people can get involved.
Well, that's right. And the reason this is so important is that when they staged the underwear bombing a few years ago, we had a lawyer and his wife, both lawyers, on that flight back from Amsterdam. They saw the feds get him on the plane without a passport. They saw he was drugged, Haskell and others. They witnessed it all. It ended up coming out in Congress a month and a half later. We broke that. And my point is, so many times now, people are aware of false flags. When there's a new terror attack or event, people are watching. Experts are. Police, military, lawyers, investigators, professors, average folks know what to look for now. That's really freaking the system out that we expose that Al-Qaeda launched the chemical attack, not Assad. We're not fans of Assad, but he's not attacking anybody. He's not sawing Christians' heads off. We're not fans of Hosni Mubarak, but he was our ally for 33 years, and the country was a lot more stable, and tourists could go there, and people could live in peace. So they tried to overthrow him and put in basically Al-Qaeda. Our government is working with radical Wahhabists, and we need to expose it. And they're getting ready for another terror attack. So we've got to expose.
And 9/11 Truth ends all of that, Alex. It's the domino that starts the other dominoes flowing.
I know.
Started it. the day after 9/11.
It's the false flag of false flags until they set a nuke off and blame it on the Patriot Movement or Al-Qaeda. All right, Richard Gage, thank you so much. Nightly News.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The fact he's narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly and brilliant. Others feeding a roof of the Western Dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before winds blow. Better raise your ears.
Because now you've got some company. Pick it up.
They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night. To see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Oh, yeah. None of the cowards out there are going to escape death. It is the
the great equalizer. The truth as you pass to the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. My friends, we have a very important transmission lined up for you today. I want to thank you all for joining us. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We have architect and engineer Richard Gage joining us with updates on the scientific impossibility that was the official narrative of 9/11 and his progress getting tens of thousands of other engineers and others to go public and a lot of new evidence that's come out. And we'll tie that into ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia all basically being protected by criminals inside of Western systems, both corporate and governmental, in the security apparatus that wishes to fully take over society and set itself on a throne of totalitarian surveillance and paramilitary oppression, martial law eternal, over all economic systems, over religious systems, over the family. The total control freak technocracy, the scientific dictatorship, and it's being delivered to us through contrived medical crises, collapsing border crises, radical Islamic jihadi crises, energy crises, where every sector of the economy is gained. Let's just give you some of the headlines here. UK police say merely watching a James Foley beheading video may be an act of terrorism. Man, you talk about political correctness. England is the model of mental oppression where you can't even criticize youth burning down your city or you're a racist. And they're bringing that here last year. People thought we were joking when we reported it was mainstream news. With a straight face, they said, do not bring brown bags to city buildings. They are racist. No one ever claimed a brown bag had any... That's like saying you can't have white sheets on your bed because it secretly means you're a Klan member. Or you can't have a white car. A black guy's driving a white car, he must be a Klan member. And again, they know it's mentally ill. They're getting you to accept an idea where all human activity and all information is basically a crime selectively enforced. It's like the different supplement laws they've passed in California where you can't even have one part per million of lead in any of your supplement when there's like, you know, 20 parts per million in one bite of cabbage on average. Or you breathe in 55 parts per million a day, basically anywhere in the country. But a supplement can't even have over 0.5 one parts per million. Nothing, basically there's nothing out there but things like pure iodine that doesn't have something else in it. So they can then selectively shut down all the supplements. It's like they passed gun regulations in California that are impossible to follow, so all the manufacturers leave because micro-stamping's a fraud and doesn't work. See, this is how they're shutting us down. Before I get into all the news, let me give you an example, because I was thinking about this yesterday as a sign of the country collapsing. Just 3 or 4 years ago, a good steak was $20. Then you go to the same restaurant, a year later, it's $35. Then it's $45. Now, that same steak is $60. This is why my Republic stuff. I was looking at a menu last night at a steakhouse, went out with some friends, and I literally couldn't even order a steak and eat it. I was so freaked out that all the steaks were like $60 or more. And it wasn't that I didn't have the money to buy the steak. It was that I was freaked out the sign They say Joe Kennedy sold out of all his stock a week before the crash of 29 because he was out front his brokerage firm and a shoeshine boy ran up to him telling him what stock to buy. And it's basically like one of those signs of just how everything is teetering and how the inflation is exploding and poor people just can't get by now to pay for the gas and the insurance and the food and the clothes for their kids, and they're working 2-3 jobs on, you know, just trying to make it, and their kids are being raised by television and by the gangster kids in the neighborhood, and it's all designed to destroy the family, to turn women into slaves of the government, to make them work, to make them pay taxes. You can just see it degenerating faster and faster. Here's a microcosm. I know the beef business. We've raised cattle for since 1829 in the same area of East Texas. And I know people that are in the steakhouse business, and I know people that are in the meatpacking business, and I know the people that own some of the biggest herds in the country. So I'm not a super expert like a cattleman, but I understand the business. I know how it works. That's why I told you a few years ago, get ready for your beef prices to double, triple, quadruple, which they've now done, because let me explain this. Almost everyone is going bankrupt in the cattle business because the government has set up regulations and rules where it's basically impossible to make money. While the beef is the most expensive it's ever been because of two different issues. A, the big meat packers, there's only three big ones now, got together, got federal rules passed, control the inspectors, to shut down thousands of meatpacking facilities that have been open in some cases over 200 years in the case of the East Coast, to shut down family-owned and small corporate chains all over the country that were providing poultry, beef, fish, you name it, using regulations. There are no more real cattle auctions that go on. If they still have the cattle auction, it's being controlled by the big three. They get all the meat. They then fix the prices behind the scenes, so you would think that the rancher would be making record profits. No. They're going bankrupt because it's so gamed, they've got to sell it for the lowest price ever. Then it all goes up to the meatpacking facilities, who are literally above the law, can have all the violations they want, you name it, do unspeakable things, the quality goes down, they can ship in meat they want, but only by the big cartels that have greased Congress and the states. And then you have the dollar being devalued, so that's why meat across the board is going up, because the eggs are gamed now, fish is gamed now. See, people think business now is just about having the best product or the best marketing, and that's part of it. But more and more, it's just being smart enough to be able to navigate all of the gangsters in government and corporations that literally try to shut you down if you do anything. If you have a news website, if you sell supplements, if you sell films, if you sell Made in America t-shirts, if you hire a casting facility to make a few thousand belt buckles, the bureaucrats come in and try to shut it down. They don't want anybody operating in this country. That's why they've had thousands of arrests and fines across the country in what Forbes magazine called the war on lemonade stands. That's why they're having wars on farmers markets and wars on Amish and wars on people putting up their own solar power that isn't hooked into the grid. You hook up wind power across this country or solar on your own farmhouse, you're going to have inspectors showing up within a year, freaking out, wanting to tear it off your house and just hyperventilating. They're here to shut this country down. You understand? This is an Agenda 21 war. And I was talking to one of the biggest cattlemen in Texas who was going to build his facility with a state-of-the-art stainless steel. They were about to buy the property 2 years ago to then bring their premium Black Angus, you know, one of the top breeders in the country, directly to market to sell to steakhouses across Texas and in their own steakhouse, and came to the conclusion you're just not allowed to. That's America. That's America. Rich people can't. start a business in America. Because you're not part of the made mafia. And that's what creates a third world country. And that's what the political parties are doing. The only reason Texas is doing okay compared to all the other states is we never allowed a bunch of that mafia crap to go on here. We're falling as well. It's all happening now here. It is so sad to see our country fall. We'll give you the latest on ICE.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28, and
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Go back about 15 years ago on the subject I was just covering before the break, how Agenda 21 is regulation to shut down all competition that the globalists then exempt themselves from. You'll notice most water systems in Canada and the U.S. are now owned by European companies. And they'll come into small towns, you name it, and say, you know, you can't even have so many parts per million of arsenic in your water. Well, basically any water in the world is going to have tiny trace amounts of arsenic in it. They don't care if there's fluoride, hundreds of other deadly things are even adding what they call fluoride. They don't care about that. They only got that regulation passed with the lawyers so they can make towns and cities upgrade, in some cases, billions of dollars to put in new expensive systems that with all the filtration and the rest of it ends up adding more toxins back in, but then you get a waiver and it's okay. And then they give you this toxic toilet-to-tap crud that fish would die in if they were put in it. But you put fish in clean aquifer water, they would live. Oh, but you can't have aquifer water. We've got to add fluoride and chlorine to it. And we've got to put it through all these expensive filtration systems so these Dutch and British and German and French companies can literally rake us over the coals because they understand how business is done in an oligopoly, in a monopoly. They just come over, get the laws passed by the legislatures, get their specific patented filtration systems approved, and then you've got to buy it. See how that works? And if the locals won't sign on to it, well, you just send in the EPA. Oh, you've got a Range Rover that's 20 years old? We're going to send a SWAT team of six people to your house from Homeland Security to bust down your door. Oh, you're at a swap meet selling fake Dallas Cowboy hats? We're going to send a SWAT team from Homeland Security. See, it's all about these. Oh, our borders can be wide open. Mainstream news is reporting that ISIS is working with the drug cartels on the Texas border. That's come out of the CIA. We're going to get into that report. But none of that's a threat. You can have GMO that sterilizes the rodents that eat it. You can have glyphosate in almost every water supply that literally destroys your kidneys, feminizes men, and gives women breast cancer on record, estrogen-based tumors. All of that is okay. But if you've got one part per million of arsenic in your water, well, then you can't drink it. Even though that's a low level naturally in any water supply on the earth, whether it's the ocean or Lake Superior. Just like the EPA and the FDA and the rest of them are passing thousands of pages of new regulation every year, even if Congress won't sign on to it, what do? They just say, oh, well, it's our policy to shut down our power plants. Nothing comes out of a fifth generation, they're going into the sixth generation now, coal-powered plant, nothing but water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants live off of. And then they put off oxygen, the life cycle. Nothing, nothing comes out. Zero. With federal sensors on the top of the smokestacks, because they're not smokestacks, they're steam stacks. And the media will point cameras at those and say, look at our polluted world, look at all the smoke, look at the smog. Meanwhile, Mexico has no controls and builds power plants right across the border. And, oh, our government's happy to have the power from Mexico come in, to have our jobs sent to India or China with no controls, where black smoke and soot comes out of these, totally dirty, and rains down on the whole world. That's okay. See, would you rather have the coal burned here to have clean jobs and clean industry, or burned in China dirty? We'll see Al Gore and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the globalists and the Dutch royalty and the British royalty. Look at who owns it. They all own the major industries in China with the Communist Party. They put in power in 1949, and they want it there. So incredibly cheap, nobody can compete. And then they act like they're the ones behind the environmental movement in this country that they allowed to grow and then took over. and use as a tool of oppression. I didn't mean to go off on that jag about regulations and how they operate and how they work. I want people to understand what this is really all about. When we come back, I promise, we're going to get into huge news on Ferguson that now have contracts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, sweet young things, trying to make a scene. Star-Spangled Banner flutters in the sky. Heavy words. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Let's get into the news, and then we're going to get our reporters on for a breakdown on the incredible developments in Ferguson. Some very good developments, also some bad developments. But here are the headlines. UK police merely watching James Foley beheading video may be an act of terrorism. That's right. The head of the 7/7 bombings was British MI6 intelligence. My film Terror Storm breaks that down. Our government, the British government, has openly funded Al-Qaeda in Iraq, renaming them ISIS and then IS. And now they think we're so dumb, they're saying we have to topple Assad because that's where ISIS has a base in Syria. That's how stupid. Remember Kerry said last year, we must hit Syria. They have chemical weapons. They will attack us. We have the proof. Turned out it was a false flag launched by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, out of Saudi Arabia, working with Turkey. That's been in the BBC. That's been admitted. And no one got in trouble. That's the incredible part about this now. Used to, if a president got caught using the IRS to go after innocent people for political purposes, they had to step down, like Richard Nixon. Now it's like MSNBC says, of course we're coming after the Tea Party. You're racist scum. Of course the IRS is going to arrest you. I'm Rachel Maddow. Flaming authoritarians. These are not liberals. These are scary people. That's why when they indicted Rick Perry, he's facing 99 years as the Texas governor. We have a great report that was out 2 days ago. I might play that today. It's so powerful that John Bowne went down and got the whole press conference, not just snippets. And I've been a big critic of Rick Perry. But Rick Perry compared to Obama, that is a lesser of two evils. Sure, he worked for Al Gore. Sure, he was a Democrat. Sure, he's a politician. Sure, I know who Rick Perry really is. But I know the state law. I know what he did. I knew when all the lawyers would come out, even Axelrod, the former chief of staff of the White House, Obama's mentor, said this is shady and wrong. It is a fraud. Folks, if you can arrest a governor for threatening to veto state funding through a state program, that's what a governor is supposed to do. It's the office of the governor, the office of Texas, the legitimacy of separation of powers. That's what I said day one. That's what Rick Perry said, because that's the truth. See, they're not attacking Rick Perry now, folks. They're attacking everybody. If they could put him in jail for 99 years for following the law, everybody's in trouble. That isn't Rick Perry, folks. That's Matt Drudge. That's Alex Jones. That's Joseph Farah. That's the free press. That's state government up there now. People are like, yeah, but they're a bunch of politicians. Don't you want to see them go to jail? That's mindless Roman decline that you just celebrate some big guy falling. If Rick Perry got indicted, and it was found that he took money from Merck to push Gardasil on people, throw him in jail. But they'll never send somebody to jail because then they'd all go to jail for all the real stuff they're doing. Think about all the stuff Obama's done. I haven't even gone off on that. There is so much news, it's like I can't even cover it. It's just overwhelming. Do you know how many hundreds of Republicans and libertarians they've been arresting for trumped up crap? If you're in a Democratic controlled area, it's the Democrats that are doing it. And you bounce one check when you haven't bounced a check in 20 years, I saw a case of this. They're watching it in live time, and the banks report it through data systems now, and the cops come and arrest you. If you have overdue library books and you're a conservative Tea Partier, they'll come arrest you. That's called Nazi Germany, folks. That's when they come and take you before some weird Democrat jury. That's why all these professors are on TV saying, if you're in the Tea Party, don't come in my class, I'll kill you. I'll put you in a body bag. That's why they're on the news going, Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing and deeply racist, and he wants to kill police. Blah, 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 blah. They're demonizing me ahead of setting me up. That's what they do before they set you up. Rick Perry actually put some troops on the border and actually ordered the state police to arrest people that are felons and to hold them and to make the feds deport them. And so they're coming after Rick Perry, folks, because Rick Perry smelled the wind, picked up the scent of the tide of fortune, and he knows the Tea Party could take the country over. And so he has actually been moving in a libertarian direction for real for the first time in his life, not just a bunch of talk. He sees Ted Cruz and Rand Paul at the head of the pack with integrity, not being politicians. And so he's getting in line, and they're scared of him now. Because the word from high-level Republicans was last round, they thought he was the only one that could beat Obama. But he had spinal surgery, was on drugs, and that's why he was acting weird. Legal drugs, prescription drugs for spinal pain, so he could have surgery on his spine and a day later be on the campaign trail. Boy, whoever had that idea was an idiot. You ever had a spinal problem, just a little one, where you can't get out of bed, you're in screaming pain? Rick Perry got hopped up on Oxycontin or something like it's the word. He said serious medication, remember, and went out and didn't know who he was. And so that's the only reason Rick Perry didn't give Obama a run for his money. They want to destroy him, folks. And it's not that I think he's some great hope against the Democrats. It's that if they can start arresting front runners in a political campaign, do you think we're just about done as a country? Stick a fork in us. I'm going to say it again. If they arrested Michael Moore for putting a film out against Bush, I would come to his aid and say it is terrible and we're all in danger. But nobody arrested Michael Moore. They arrested Dinesh D'Souza. And they're coming after anyone who doesn't want to destroy this country. Even if you're a boss hog politician that just wants business as usual but doesn't want to bring down the country, even if you're corrupt but don't want to sink the nation, they're coming after you, folks, because Eric Holder and the globalists hate this country. They want to bring it down. Do you understand that? They don't like prosperity. They don't like wealth. They don't like success. They have a vendetta, and it's called Agenda 21. We're going to go to our reporters in Ferguson. ISIS abducts more Westerners, promises beheadings, propaganda theater ahead of U.S. invasion of Syria. And they're on the news saying, we told you, John Kerry, we told you we had to go into Syria, or ISIS, Al-Qaeda, would get a foothold. You didn't listen. Now we, we have to bomb for ISIS to take over, or ISIS will take over. And they were planting this a year ago. You watch, these radical Muslims are going to cause trouble in the region if we don't go in and take out Assad and them after giving them the weapons. Talk about Machiavelli. I'm John Kerry. Yes, we've got to take all your rights away, or Al-Qaeda will hit you in America. Yeah, Al-Qaeda, you armed at Benghazi. I mean, it's so incredible how criminal these people are. And so, yeah, if you've seen me throw myself behind the Tea Party in the last year, it's because the whole system came out against them. The Republican leadership came out against them. All the big think tanks came out against them. All the foreign money came out against them because they know it's one of the only hubs for this country to peacefully beat the system. They know liberty's popular. They know if it gets sold to Hispanics and blacks, it's game over. They know if people rediscover Americana and wealth and prosperity and freedom and justice, it's all over for the New World Order. And so they're all hands on deck trying to shut down the Tea Party right now. They already tried to take it over. That didn't work. Now they're trying to gut it. And not because it's perfect, but because it's real. It knows about the Federal Reserve. It's pro-family. It's pro-gun. It's pro-life. It's pro-sovereignty. It's anti-welfare state. It's anti-corporate welfare. It's anti-banker bailout. It's anti-monopoly. It's pro-American industry, pro-farmer, pro-man, pro-woman, pro-child. And they're on TV saying 2 plus 2 equals 5. They're on TV saying your kids belong to the state. Now, you didn't build your business. Now, do you think radicals like this are scared of the Tea Party? They call us the counter-revolutionaries in their meetings. They are the revolutionaries, and they know it. And they're not going to give up, ladies and gentlemen, without a fight. Now, if you were them, what would you do? You'd provocateur a race war. You'd open the borders up. You'd shut down the industry to bankrupt people onto the dole so that you had enough people on the system so you could get them to vote to enslave the others. With Homeland Security lined up to crush the Tea Party if they don't play ball by staging a false flag to then demonize the Tea Party and arrest its leadership. That's now in the Army training manuals, and they're training to take on the gun owners and demonizing the founding fathers to the Army general enlisted now. That's why the military woke up so much the last few years and swole the ranks of our listeners. We went from very popular with the military to the most popular. I mean, for real. Because they know what they're hearing here is real because they're getting the training. And they're going, George Washington's bad? Gun owners, rural people, I'm training to take on the Christians. We now have video of National Guard and of private contractors in uniform in Ferguson. You just heard me right, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard me right big time. Headlines up on Infowars.com. The company officially put out the statement, Asymmetric Solutions. We've been to Baghdad, Kabul, KL, Manila, Peshawar, and Bogota. Never guessed we'd deploy to high-threat team in our own city. To clarify, we are not protecting state law enforcement or those exercising the right to assemble. Escort detail. Augment for individual. That's the Attorney General. We are saddened that such service is needed in what is normally a peaceful, harmonious metropolitan area full of good people. So basically you have a Blackwater type company. Safe tour, job complete. On direct observation, seems media has made protesters out to be more bloodthirsty than they are. Oh, why? Because you were there for a few hours with the Attorney General? How about our people there for 2 weeks? And this is how it creeps in. Oh, there'll never be Blackwater on the streets. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, you didn't see somebody in a Blackwater shirt doing a marijuana raid in L.A.? Yes, we did. We have video of it. And now joining us is former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. The other big news out of Ferguson is the policeman who aimed a gun at him and others and said, I will kill you three times on tape, has been suspended. Reuters went with the headline, policeman suspended for pointing a rifle at a peaceful protester in Missouri. No, that's spinning it down. He was suspended indefinitely for saying, I will kill you, I will shoot you, I will kill you, I will kill you. With a bunch of effings thrown in. So that is the right thing. If the department wouldn't have done that, boy, we know they're bad. With zero provocation, some crazy guy running up with his gun, sticking it in people's chest. I mean, that is crazy town. Let's go to Joe Biggs. Joe, what have you been witnessing? I know thunderstorms came through, so that cleared people out the same night that the Attorney General was there. So this Merck group just says everything's wonderful there. I guess you haven't seen people throwing rocks or Molotov cocktails. The cops haven't been shot at. I mean, I'm not even mad at this Merck group. I just don't like them operating inside the country. The issue is, though, what kind of propaganda is that when they were there for one day, you know, to tell people nothing's going on?
Joe Big, St. Louis here. We're right outside of Ferguson right now. And like you said, we've been here 2 weeks. I also want to give credit to the man that was directly the threat was pointed to. You know, I had the gun pointed at me as well, but the man that it actually had it happen to was @revolutionary_Z. The police out here have been completely and totally out of control. And what happened yesterday was the video went viral. We got footage, our own footage, put it on our website. There's quite a few footage. People saw what happened, and this man has now been removed. That's one bad cop off the road. That's one cop that I don't have to worry about shooting me because he's trigger happy. The guy was deranged and out of his mind. That was the first time since I've been here I felt like I was actually had a good chance of dying. You know you're doing something good when I've got people who are in the surrounding areas texting me and saying, hey, they've heard on local radio shows people are making threats towards myself and the InfoWars as well because we're actually reporting on what's really happening. You know you're doing something right when people are at that point where they get so furious they're willing to make threats.
What do you know about this mercenary group, asymmetrical warfare group that was there protecting the Attorney General, Asymmetric Solutions?
Well, I know quite a bit about asymmetric warfare groups. I'm sure everyone remembers the video that David and I have being arrested by those guys. They're a bunch of ex-Special Forces, Green Beret, Navy SEAL types. You know, the fact that they're coming down here for that, it's funny how the mainstream media spins things to where it isn't what it is, but then he has this Special Forces group come in to protect them. It's mind-blowing the links they'll go to say one thing but then do another.
Why do you think they threw in the statement there that the media is overhyping the protest?
I don't see that at all. You know, from what I've seen, you know, there's a lot of people who don't have a lot of money. They come out here, they're trying to film and catch little things like what happened with that cop. You know, there's people out here with just cell phones filming. You know, I haven't seen one journalist, anybody antagonize, provoke any kind of riot or anything since I've been here.
Exactly. That's the psyop with the police and these mercenaries and the military is attack the press, demonize the First Amendment.
What they do is they infiltrate. They had a guy that night get led into the press area. He throws a bottle from behind the press area.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Get up, stand up for your rights.
We have seen unprecedented attacks on the press by this administration, arresting reporters that talk to whistleblowers, exposing official government crimes that are protected under the Whistleblower Acts and federal law, charging them with basically sedition and trading with the enemy. While this government is trading with the enemy, giving missiles to Al-Qaeda, and then saying we've got to invade Syria now because of Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Iraq, using it as a base. We're going to go back to Joe Biggs here in a moment. I'm going to take my first dose of the day, forgot to do this earlier, of the Survival Shield Nason Iodine. I like to drink it in water. And Super Male Vitality, which has just done wonders for my stamina, energy, mood, you name it. It's got all these key herbs in it. You've heard the rave reviews. It is your purchase of these products at InfoWarsLife.com that also funds the operation. So take the challenge. Go buy some of the X2 or the Survival Shield, the Super Male or Super Female Vitality, the High Quality Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, the Lung Cleanse. We've got some specials running as well. That's InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And you can read about and watch videos about the iodine and find out why it's so special. No one else has this proprietary type. And why the globalists do everything they can to put bad halogens into the food and water, not the good halogen. And even the iodine that the government put in the salt before wasn't even the type that's really powerful. But in the old days, the government wanted you to have iodine because they weren't totally evil. Now they put the bad halogen in the water, fluoride, and take the good halogen, the iodine, out. So for me, this has been the basically my personal revolution in my health against this estrogen-based, fluoride, bad halogen-based assault. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Joe Biggs, I'll get an update from you towards the end of the next hour. I know you're planning to stay there a few more days. I know the thunderstorms came through and de-escalated things. The Attorney General showing up and telling people he cared de-escalated things, while meanwhile he's behind the militarization of the police and the brainwashing to a great extent. He then poses as the savior. But I guess stay a few more days and hopefully this will de-escalate. We had another gentleman shot a few days ago there as well. What is your gut level assessment of what's coming tonight and the next night?
Yeah, honestly, the only reason I think it was as calm as it was last night, and thank God for that storm. I needed a break. I know that the city, the community of Ferguson needed that break as well. The citizens who have to try to get in and out of work, to take care of things, to go to the grocery store, have been so unable to do that because of this police state, the martial law that's been, you know, inflicted upon them. It was a night of rest that needed to happen, and there were a lot of awake people out there. It was a beautiful thing to see that finally.
That's right. You've got interviews that are up on InfoWars.com.
Very good.
Where a lot of the folks out there talking about the Constitution, the yes. Second Amendment, the New World Order. Sounds like you met some InfoWarriors last night.
Yes. Yes, sir, we did. It was a good night overall. The people there, like you said, they were very awake, very knowledgeable. And I was just in awe of one of the ladies in our videos we put up on YouTube. Just to listen to her speak, I probably sat there for 15, 20 minutes. And what she had to say was just great, mind-blowing. It's what I like to hear.
In fact, I'm going to tweet that video out right now. We'll get an update from you at the end of the show coming up. Second hour with a ton of important news. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency.
agency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.